This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Daryl Ryder joins us, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
I know Mac was in your ear there trying to say, you know, they're you know, fibbing here, but you don't sound like you're in a bad mood. This is two straight times he's got it wrong. He's like a weatherman in Cleveland.
Might need to get some better sources there, Nick.
Look at that. Well, I mean, he's the only one I got because he talks to you before he puts you on air.
You just take that for what it's worth, then.
So how you feeling?
How's it going, Daryl?
What was your biggest gripe with the Cavs game 2 loss last night?
Where do I begin?
No, I said the biggest one. That's where you begin.
Well, the fact that they couldn't even inbound the basketball last night with the game on the line was just absolutely ridiculous. Look, I thought this is why they made the coaching change, right? This is what we griped about JB Bickerstaff, what the late game execution or lack thereof. They didn't lose that game last night because they were shorthanded. They basically gave away an all-time great performance from Donovan Mitchell, who, oh, by the way, himself was playing hurt all night with a calf injury. And the basics of the game seemed to escape them at the most important time, not boxing out on free throws, can't inbound the ball, can't get the ball up the floor. Bad all around.
It's good. I was worried that Daryl was going to just like pour gasoline on a fire. And
yeah, no, he's never known for that. Yeah. So that's a good measured take there, Daryl. We appreciate that.
Just like with Nick and his hot takes, right? Score more runs than the other team and you win the game, right?
You got the idea. I'll tell you this one. Interceptions are bad.
Yes, they are. I can confirm. Sources confirm.
You're welcome for that one, friend.
hey, Daryl, do you feel like Donovan should be taking more flack today than maybe he is for what happened down the stretch of late in the fourth quarter? Everything down from what could have been a technical foul that was not a technical foul?
Yeah, I mean, he made two critical mistakes. He acknowledged last night he should have had the one rebound. It went through his hands. The charge or the offensive foul up the floor there. I'll be honest with you. I think that, and I'm not making excuses because I've seen some stuff. That was a new one last night. So congratulations to the Cavaliers. I had not seen that one before. But I do feel like the physical fatigue caused mental fatigue. And both of those led to the physical mistakes that were made last night. I would direct my criticism more so at the supporting cast for not doing more to help Donovan Mitchell out. Ty Jerome, he played basketball last night as badly as I've seen about 35 Browns quarterbacks play the sport of football. It was that bad. And he might be costing it. He's had a terrible series so far. But unfortunately, the Cavaliers are doing nothing to quash the narrative that they're a bunch of marshmallows. What did Kenny Atkinson talk about last night? And I'm not talking about the injury complaints. We can talk about that if you want. But, oh, they're grabbing and pulling and holding. And but at night, oh, that's playoff basketball. That's not the officiating. But he's clearly making, you know, note to mention that multiple times. So he is complaining about it. And, well, I don't know. How about you guys? Why wasn't Tristan Thompson put on the floor for rebounding and to send a message and to protect guys? Like,
that's your takeaway from last night, is Tristan Thompson didn't play?
No, that's not my take. My takeaway is they just basically gave a game away that they should have won.
They were without three of their top six players. They shouldn't have won the game. They shouldn't have been in a position to win the game
Nick,
in the first place.
They were up by 20 points. They were up by 7 points with a minute and three on the clock.
And by the way, the 20 points thing, that was
wait a minute. You're making excuses for them? Are you kidding me?
There's no excuse here. See, this is the problem. They lost a game that they had no business being in front of there.
I'm curious,
by the way, because you said
they
should have
won that game last night,
and then
Nick.
They shouldn't have. They shouldn't have been in a position to win the game. Like, this is, they're like, yes, it sucks.
They entered the game as 5.5-point favorites, Nick.
And they shouldn't have been. I guarantee you, if we'd found out that Darius and the other two starters were gone 5 hours before the game instead of 40 minutes before the game, I guarantee you they would have been 5.5-point favorites.
I
think they're already is it a point and a half or is it 2.5 points, Daryl, for game three? And that's with the expectation that those three won't be playing.
I haven't looked at the lines, Jonathan. I leave that to you. But I'll tell you this. I knew they weren't playing when Kenny Atkinson went off on his rant on Monday. Mm. And then it was confirmed that they weren't playing when, unsolicited, he dropped another 5 golden minutes about it yesterday before the game.
So you weren't surprised that they didn't play?
No, not the least bit shocked that those guys didn't
play. A heads up next time would have been nice, Daryl. Tell us that.
Can you
get that on Monday?
Yeah.
Let us in on that, please.
Well, wait a minute. I believe Nick had some words about me panicking about it yesterday before the game. Now you know why I was panicking, Nick.
Wait. You're panicking about them being three men down in a game that they should have won.
But they should have won that.
So now you're panicking about they lost.
Yes. All of the above. Yes.
Is the series over, Daryl?
I also like confirmation bias.
Is the series over in your mind?
No, it's not. But
we thought about that longer than we like.
Kind of went Mick Jagger there. No.
But I have to qualify it. If they don't have any of those three guys back Friday night, I just don't have an expectation that they're going to come back and win the series.
You did your Mulaney of Mick Jagger.
I did. Yeah.
Not funny.
By the way, way to go out on a limb there. Yeah, hey, if they don't have those three guys that they lost without in game two, I don't see them getting back in this series.
I think you're the last person to be talking about sitting out there on limbs there, Nicholas.
Just because they don't hold my weight doesn't mean I can't go out on a limb occasionally. Occasionally.
Let the record reflect, you said that, not me. I was going to be nice today. I was going to leave the fat jokes alone. And then, okay, so.
Do you like the new renderings? Well, sorry, the new old renderings of what a renovated Cleveland Browns Stadium would look like on the lakefront?
So when I was shown that about 3 years ago, I said to the source at the time, I said, that's lipstick on a pig. It's pretty. But it doesn't solve the problem. So my feelings on that particular rendering and what they came up with, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's nice.
No, it's not.
It doesn't solve the problem. It really doesn't.
You've seen that for 2 years. You wouldn't think after the Haslams came out with their just an incredible rendering that they wanted to have in Brook Park, you'd think maybe they'd update the renderings and make it just a little bit nicer or better?
Well, no. So that rendering is like 4 years old.
It's not even two years old. It's 4 years old.
So the rendering that Cleveland seen published today, it is authentic. It is accurate. That was pre-Brook Park, when the Haslams were full go on the lakefront. And then, oh, by the way, hint to the politicians. I don't know, maybe, like, don't stop cooperating with the team and then complain when the team blows you off and goes and figures out another plan. How about that? Like, how about telling that part of the story? Because the Haslams tried to get cooperation from political leaders 4 and 5 years ago to redo that lakefront, and they kept getting stonewalled about it. And so now you got guys like Chris Ronayne clutching their pearls, taking victory laps and saying, thank you very much that we got this rendering leaked out of what was originally proposed and everybody should be excited about. And again, it doesn't solve the problem. You're not going to get to use that building much more than you can use it now. It'll just be nicer, prettier, and accommodate the rich people. That's what it'll accomplish. And oh, by the way, you still won't be able to get to it. And stop telling me about all the economic damage done when the stadium has been surrounded by parking lots for 3 decades. Shut up already.
So it sounds like, if we were to sum this up, right, it sounds like what you're saying is that dog won't hunt.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
And I'd say something else, but I'm not allowed to say that on the air, so I won't.
Which one is it?
Full of something.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So am I replacing the full or am I replacing the something?
I think the something part of it.
The something?
I think the something part of it.
The fact that you even had to ask that question, Nick, I have to give you credit for.
I also might be full of something.
Again, you said it, not me.
Full of quite a lot of things. Pizza at the moment. all right, so I was trying to help the big dog, Chris Ronayne, as we're going to call him from now on. I was trying to help him because, like, these renderings... I mean, are we ripping off Ridgefield? Are we ripping off the Cavs? So
the Cavs.
I know that these are the actual Browns renderings, not Chris Ronayne's.
No, this came from HKS Architects. They're the same folks that designed the Barn Dominium for Brook Park and did the Viking Stadium and a couple others around the country. That's
but
those folks.
I did my part by having ChatGPT. Adding fireworks in the background.
Yes.
How much
yes.
value do you think, or how much better is my rendering with the fireworks versus their fireworkless rendering?
I would say infinitely better because I can look at the fireworks and enjoy those rather than looking at what they wanted to do to the stadium.
Give the people what the people want.
You always need fireworks and renderings. That's like the key of renderings, Daryl.
Right, like how do you omit fireworks from renderings? I mean, that's just a horrible job. But here's the irony, right? The stadium with the roof on it, they did put fireworks in that one.
Of course.
Remember that?
I lost track of the conversation. What did you say?
I said that the stadium with a roof, those renderings, they included the fireworks.
It's almost like they wanted that one and all like more than the other one.
Well, originally they wanted the other one, and then they went to Minnesota and saw that dome and said, we want one of those instead. That's what happened.
They saw what poll tabs could buy. That was the key there.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's already, by the way, Minnesota already paid that building off, too, with the poll tabs.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like we should be able to do...
And they say getting on the poll doesn't pay.
Easy now. That was very well done, but easy now. Within new developments with different stadiums across the country, Daryl, I feel like I see you every other day complaining or talking about some new stadium and something being built. Does that impact us at all?
Well, yeah, it does. It's an arms race. Washington's dome that is going to be built on the RFK site, they're going to be trying to compete for the same events that the Browns would want to compete for. And I wouldn't say complaining. I'm frustrated with the politicians. Like, we have such great infrastructure here. We have such a great city. We have so many amazing assets. And we have so many great people here, too. Like Destination Cleveland and the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission that bring all these wonderful events here. Imagine what those folks could do if they had a dome at their disposal, right? Indianapolis has built an economy around Lucas Oil Stadium. Now, I won't say that Detroit's been able to do that with Ford Field, but Ford Field attracts more things than we do here in Cleveland. And my contention is, what you're basically saying is, you have no interest in competing with any other city for the Big Ten championships, which, by the way, these are all things that the Commanders put out there that they're going to compete for with this new building. College football playoffs and championship games, the Final Four, Final Four regionals. The regionals were in Indianapolis this year again. You don't want to compete for major concert tours. That's what you're saying, but you're fine sticking with the same building that hasn't worked for 30 years, that the politicians messed up in its conception back in the 1990s, and is the reason why they do need a new building, or they need over $1 billion pumped into the existing building. They've done nothing with the lakefront to develop. The Rock Hall's been there since 1995, and the only thing that they put there was the Science Center. That's it, a world-class destination, and they did nothing with the lakefront. And now they have the audacity to bemoan the devastating impact that the Browns would produce if they moved across from the airport, which, by the way, it was announced they're pumping $2 billion into redoing that over the next 7 years. So, and someone should tell Chris Ronayne, you're not the mayor of the city of Cleveland. You're the Cuyahoga County executive, and last time I checked, Brook Park's in the county. The Browns aren't going out to Medina County. They're not going to Richfield and Summit County.
We'd welcome them in Wadsworth, by the way.
You would, right? Okay. I mean, the folks that are against this are acting like that they proposed to build this thing in a cornfield somewhere in the middle of nowhere. There's two interstates, an RTA line, infrastructure. You actually have to put three times more infrastructure into the lakefront to make that more accessible than you do if they put the dome in Brook Park. The infrastructure costs are infinitely lesser than the hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure it needs done to that lakefront. And who wants a renovated stadium? And originally the Browns kind of wanted to do this with the city and the county and make this one big happy project for the lakefront, but they didn't get cooperation after, by the way, spending their money to come up with all the plans for it, because the city of Cleveland asked them to do that. Frank Jackson's administration. They spent north of $4 million to come up with this. And then, you know, obviously, there was a change in administrations. And when Bibb came in, he had other priorities. Until all of a sudden, the Browns were like, yo, Lisa's clock is ticking here. We got to get this done. And Bibb just sat on his hands. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we'll, you know, do our own lakefront thing instead of working with the Browns. So I laugh at the political leadership in this region right now. Yes, when you're talking about the kind of money that's being asked for from taxpayers and the funding sources, yeah, should absolutely be debated and talked about. But the conversation has been disingenuous from day one, in my view.
Daryl, dynamic stuff. I have no idea why Max said you were in a bad mood. You had a great disposition.
11 out
you
of 10, played no with notes. Us.
I mean, you know, you were wrong in the calf set, but that, like, you were right where you needed to be.
What do you mean I was wrong? They should have won that game last night. You're up 7 with less than a minute to go. You got to put that one away.
Somebody step on a duck. Daryl, be good, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot of shots fired in that one. So we're going to react to what Daryl had to say about some renderings coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.